anyone that's familiar with the bridge between Belfast and Ardagh would be well aware of the volume of pedestrians walking over and back it, and also the traffic on that N15 going from Sligo to Derry, Letterkenny. The problem with the existing bridge is on one side of the bridge, the footpath is less than 2.5 foot. It's actually 2 foot beside the bus end station. And the opposite side of the road, it's just less than, say, 2.5 foot. And there's also poles and different things on it, which means that really even one person with a pushchair, a pram, anything else, couldn't walk on it, let alone two or three people. And as we know, we have two of the biggest schools in the county there in Stranorder. You have the local churches. You have two churches in Stranorder. You have three churches in Stranorder. And then you have all the shopping facilities in Belfast. So there's a constant flow of traffic over and back. And I'm not even talking about when you have the big county games or Pan Harps games or anything like that. Like, so there's an awful lot of pedestrians walking over. And I had raised this for a number of years with the NRA and senior management, the council, and even this time last year before the NRA meeting in Dublin, and I had raised it, and something I kept sending in, and then all of a sudden they have come forward now to our meeting last Monday, and they've formed us, the consultants appointed, the consultants have the design done, and they're going in now in the next week with a full plan application to Donegal County Council to attach a cycle footbridge about 1.5 metres wide onto the outside of the existing bridge.
Is the money in place for this to happen as soon as the plans are approved and all the documentation is finalised?
Yes, well, I believe the way the thing has been approached from senior management and the council and from the MRA, I know they've been looking at bridges up along the National Primary Road, up and down the length of the country. They carried out a similar type of bridge to Carrick and Shannon some years ago, and this is a crunch point within the Twin Towns, and I do believe that the fast track, the project, as I say, it's about to go on this week for a full plan, and I do believe the way it's been approached that it's very favourable to getting funding to actually build it. So I am delighted. As I said, it's many of the time we've been pushed on certain projects, and you think with the way the economy is and other big jobs needing doing in the county, you sometimes you think you're just sort of shooting in the air. But on this occasion, it certainly has worked out, and I'm absolutely delighted. And absolutely delighted with the support and the help that I got from senior management within the council.